We're going to get into it tonight. Tonight we're talking about, you know, it's all about that
music, movement, motivation. Be unbreakable.
That's right. Music, movement, and motivation. So tonight we're going to be talking about enjoying a yes and lifestyle. Yes and lifestyle. What does that mean? Well, we're going to find out on tonight's show, and you are going to love it. I'm telling you right now. It's just a different way to think about things and a real powerful way to think about things. So we're going to get into it, and enjoy the show, y'all. Let's go.
Music, movement, motivation. Be unbreakable.
Yo, so check this out. Tonight, I want to talk to you about living a yes and lifestyle. Now, what does this mean? Well, most of the time for us, we're either thinking yes or no. We're either thinking black or white. Like, there's one way and there's no other way. And this, you know, this comes down into our decision making, happens all the time whenever we're making decisions in life. It can be financial decisions. It can be choosing a new hobby. It can be choosing, basically anything in life. We always think that, man, I have to choose this one way and that's all that I can experience. And it's crazy because that's not the truth, okay? It's not the truth. Now, I studied at and I graduated from the Second City Hollywood. That's right. I am a graduate of the Second City Hollywood. So I went through their entire improv program there. And, learning improv isn't as easy as you think, just so you know. I understand it's easy to like jibber jabber with your friends and kind of come up with stuff on the spot and et cetera, et cetera. But the true art form of improv is much deeper than that. It's much deeper than just kind of cracking a joke with somebody and trying to come up with something witty. It really is deeper. And you can tell when you watch the great improv performers. Now, I was pretty good, and I still am. I haven't been on an improv stage in a while. But when you really watch the greats perform improv, you can tell that it's more than just being witty. And one of the main kind of tenets and the first thing that we learn in improv is this concept of yes and. So what does it mean, right? What does yes and mean? Well, it's when you're in a scene and you're presented with something from your scene partner, the first thing you have to do is you have to agree to that thing. So you have to say yes, right? No matter what it is. And this is a crazy part. And then you build on that suggestion. That's the second part, and that's the and part. So basically, you have to agree with it, and you say yes, and then you say and then you build on it, right? So this yes and concept comes from improv, and we can actually kind of take these ingredients to this magic sauce of improv and apply it to life. So it's really a cool concept, man. You hear people talk about saying yes to things, and that's absolutely a great idea. You want to say yes to new things and new adventures, but there's this next level, this yes and, that not only I've been doing, but I've been doing it with my wife. We've been doing it as a couple, and it's really been a magical situation. So I want you to start thinking about that as I get into some more music. I want you to start thinking about yes and, this concept of, you know, where can you say yes? Where can you agree to something? And then where can you say and then build on that thing? So we're going to get back into it right now, but just start thinking about it. And when we come back to the next break, I'm going to tell you more about it, all right? So it's a yes and sort of situation. Yes, you're going to continue listening to the show, and you're going to hear more about this concept at the next break. Let's get back into it. Come on. I've been so stoked. People have been checking out the replays on Mixcloud and on Instatunes within the CyberFM app, and it's been off the chain, man. I mean, yo, I can't even tell you. It's so surprising. It's so humbling to me because I appreciate that so many people are listening. If you are one of those people, please come to my website, tonyjacobsen.com, TonyJacobsen.com. Please sign up on my email list and let's stay connected. I send out a monthly email it's an encouraging email all about health and productivity and being unbreakable. And like, yo, it's something special. I'd love to connect with you that way. So please come get on my email list, tonyjacobsen.com. All right? Yo, so check this out. Tonight we are talking about something special. We are talking about living a yes and lifestyle. Yes and lifestyle. That's right. It comes from the concept of improv, where you say yes to something and then you say and then you build on that thing, right? And you can really take this into life so that you don't have to get yourself cornered. You don't have to get yourself boxed in. You can actually open up huge possibilities for yourself if you start thinking in a yes and type of way. The biggest thing that I can kind of apply this to right now is like a financial decision, like a thing that you may want, an actual physical thing, or maybe it's a trip. Maybe it's a trip somewhere, a vacation or something like that where you have to spend money, right? But you have a certain, let's say, a budget or a spending plan for that thing. And you're sitting in and you're chilling and you're like looking on your computer, maybe you're searching and you're looking for this thing that you want to get. And you're like, man, I really want to get this thing. Let's say it's a MacBook, right? Like a new MacBook. I want to get a new MacBook. The new M1 Max is in my future. So say it's a new MacBook and you're like, you know, I want to get a MacBook, but I also want to get, what could it be? Say a piece of a musical equipment. Like for me, it's DJ equipment. So there's this new controller out. It's called the Pioneer DDJ Rev 7, I think. It's super cool. I'd like to get one. So my thought is, you know, most of the time when we're doing, kind of going through this decision process, we think, well, I only have this much to spend, so I have to choose between one or the other. I have to choose either the MacBook or I'm going to get the new controller. But the magic of yes and, the magic of yes and says, you know what? You can have both. What? Come on, DJ Tony J, tell us more. Tell us more. What do you mean I can have both? Because if I only have so much to spend, how am I going to get both? Well, here's the magic, guys. You got to say, yes, I'm going to get a MacBook. And I'm going to get a new controller. Look, it's not going to be the exact thing that you may think it's going to be, right? MacBook, you can configure that thing to all different types of configurations as far as what's inside of it. So what can you do? If you've got only like $3,000, $4,000 to spend, you say, hey, how can I configure my new MacBook in a way that allows me to still have money to put towards my new controller? Oh my God. Are you guys hearing me? Are you listening to me right now? This is seriously magic. Because a lot of times you're like, man, I'm gonna miss out. I'm gonna miss out on the super maxed out MacBook, or I'm gonna miss out on that brand new controller that just came out, right? I know this may be hard to relate to if you're not a DJ, but just say it's anything in your life. Say it's anything in your life that you are like totally stoked about, okay? So what you do is you say, okay, how can I configure that MacBook so that I can still afford myself, maybe not even that new controller that came out, but maybe the one that was right before it? Or maybe I'm gonna find a used one that's maybe a month or two old. Dude, I'm serious. Are you listening to me right now? Oh my God. So simply by applying the yes and mentality, I was able to get a MacBook and a brand new controller for myself, right? Woo! I gotta seriously apply this to my life soon. I haven't done it yet, just because like I'm talking in metaphors right now, just because I don't have those things yet, but I have done it in the past, and that's the whole point that I'm trying to make here. How can you do it? How can you make that yes and happen? How can you say, you know what? I'm gonna take this trip. Let's say you want to take a vacation. You're like, you know what? I want to take a vacation. I want to go to this certain destination, but it costs this amount, right? But what if you really want to take two trips? Well, how do you figure out how to take the first trip in a certain way, configure it in a certain way so that you have money for a second trip? I know. It's totally crazy, right? You're like, dude, this is crazy. Trust me, when I started thinking this way and started to learn this, I was tripping out too. My wife, T. Marie, her and I have been working on this because we totally love living and figuring out how to live a yes and lifestyle. Because we never want to like cut ourselves short. We never want to be like, well, we have to choose one or the other. So I'm going to, you know, totally enjoy this thing and I'm not going to enjoy that other thing. No. We can enjoy both things there is a way to think about it, and it is the yes and lifestyle. So I want you to think about it, okay? We're gonna get into the last part of this music. Start thinking about the yes ands in your life that you can start applying so you don't get locked in, so you don't get trapped, so you open up the world of possibility for yourself. Yes and, where in your life can you yes and so that you can live the unbreakable life that you so deserve, because we all deserve it. That's right, all day, every day, be unbreakable, baby. Let's get back into these joints, come on. Yo, where can you get out there and start living that yes and lifestyle, right? If you want to know more about that, get over to my website, tonyjacobson.com. Make sure you get your name on my email list, all right? You're going to find a bunch of other cool stuff over there, too. I got a book. I've got my YouTube channels, podcasts. Man, everything is unbreakable, baby. It's all about living that unbreakable lifestyle. And look, being unbreakable doesn't mean that you break. All it means is that you got to, you know, reinvent yourself after you do. That's what's important, all right? So let's live the unbreakable lifestyle together. Come over to my website, tonyjacobson.com. Get on my email list. I appreciate all of you tuning in. Woo! The Unbreakable Mix Show every Tuesday, y'all.
Here we go. Drop it. Music, movement, motivation. You're listening to the Unbreakable Mix Show with DJ Tony J.
That's how we get down. Chip.